You know, I was getting to a point where I started to just stop recording messages as they were revealed. You know, God reveals the truth to different people in different generations, you know. And what made me change my mind is, you know, I was, some kind of thing popped up on my feed, and it said, interview, before he died, interview with Carl Jung. I thought, okay, all these people said books is Carl Jung teaching. I didn't even know who he was, so I said, let me read some of his stuff. But I didn't even really understand what his beliefs were or anything. So I watched two interviews tonight, and he believed in God. I don't know if he was born again or not, but he believed in God. Yeah, he was a psychologist. And he would see inside the dreams, and he would see common patterns in his, the people that came to see him, you know. He would find common patterns. And so I listened to a couple interviews and just try to get an idea where he was coming from. So the stuff that was revealed to me was totally independent of him. And my stuff's actually deeper than Carl Jung. My stuff talks about the hive mind, which he talks about the unconsciousness. But my stuff talks about the hive mind is a narcissistic devil system, you know. The mind of Christ, every believer has the mind of Christ because you have the Holy Spirit if you exercise it. You might be programmed from a child or your bloodline or your culture to think like the hive, but you should be moving away from the hive mind if you're saved, because it says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So as you rightly divide the word of truth, the Bible, meditate on the truth, just look in front of you, it's right in front of you. The earth points to Jesus. The earth points to the Bible. I mean, really, it's right in front of you. Night and day. What is night and day? Adam and Eve, flesh versus spirit. Night and day is Eve and Adam. Night and day is flesh versus spirit. It's right in front of you. Es quas called evening. The reason you resist it is because you don't want to hear it because of pride. Evening represents Eve. Her desire will be unto her husband to rule over him. The night chases the day. The flesh persecutes the spirit. I'm not saying all women are bad. I'm saying it's built into her, the nature, the night and the day. Adam is A-D-A-M. It's right in front of you, the night and day. The cars, the clouds, the houses, the trash can out in your front yard points back to the temple. Your house is a temple. Your body's a temple. You take the trash to the road, just like Jewish people would take the trash out and burn it. And they're going to pick the trash up tomorrow and take it to the dump and burn it. If they don't burn it, they're going to turn it into ethanol. My point is, I take the types and shadows from the Bible. Carl Jung came up with it, and I don't know where he came up, but the Bible says types and shadows all over the Bible. The Bible says a shadow of things to come. There's many verses that show you the types and shadows. As in the days of Noah, so shall it be. As in the days of Lot, so shall it be. There's your type and your shadow. It's in literature. It's pre-written. It's everywhere. It's encoded in everything. So that's not even what I want to talk about. The reason I'm going to keep uploading somewhere, if it ain't here, it'll be somewhere. It'll be linked on the, if they do shut me down again, then it'll be linked to my website somewhere. Lord willing. But the reason I'm uploading is because every generation, like he was saying, he could see Hitler showing up on the scene before Hitler showed up on the scene. And the reason he could see it is because he looked at the different personalities and the German people, and they had this view where it was the collective, you know, no individual or something like that. No woman in the German society was just a woman. They had a name, or they named her for whatever she did or whatever. But he could tell by certain ways of their communication, their language, the way they talk, the way they think, that Hitler was going to show up on the scene. How did he predict it? You know, like he said, they called me a prophet, but I'm not a prophet. He said, there's just, I could just see it in the, when I'm talking to people that I'm analyzing, he could see patterns. And so he could see unconscious patterns. He could see patterns with different people. He said he could see these people don't even know each other, but they say the same thing. And so that tells you there's an overarching hive mind, or there's an overarching mind of Christ, and the hive is just an anti of the mind of Christ. So you, the real pattern is the mind of Christ all over the world. But the flesh mind, which is the spirit mind, but the flesh mind, they invert it, and it becomes an anti-Christ. The pattern everywhere is the mind of Christ. The Christ typology is everywhere, encoded everywhere, and the Christians can see it. You can see sacrifice. You can see redemption. You can see a new day. His mercies are new every day. You can see the types of what happened at the cross everywhere in front of you if you just look at it. Just meditate on it. Just think about it. Just look out in front of you. See Christ in all things right in front of you. Every day is a new day. Christ and His church is type. A marriage of the man and the woman is a type of Christ and His church. There it is right there. The typology is everywhere. He came through to the typology from just observation of His patients. I came to the typology, but based on the Bible, which was there before He was ever born. And so the Bible is clear of the types and the shadows and the anti-types. He just developed it from a different perspective. But see how God is revealing things through the ages? Just like technology, God revealed the horse and the carriage. And then there's a car. Then there's an air conditioner. Then there's a refrigerator. Then there's a fax machine. God is revealing these technologies over time that points to Jesus. Man thinks He's discovering them, which He is, but God is allowing it. And God is moving the hearts, the minds, the consciousness of everything that's going on in this earth, because it's a dispensational development. God has to dispense truth through the ages, and dispense is like a dispensary medicine. God has to dispense truth over the ages because people are not ready yet. If everybody in front of you just, boom, changed, what about the people left behind, you know? God is a God of order. God is a God of patience. God is a God of, He wants people to develop, right? Just like the baby in the womb. You can see how the baby in the womb takes time before it is birthed. So it's the same with truth in your heart, your mind, your soul, your spirit. And so it's the same with nations and civilizations and dispensations. So different ages or dispensations, same word. The different ages or dispensations, God reveals law. God reveals grace. God reveals all these things, but He's really revealing Jesus. That's why it's called the Book of Revelation, because Jesus is being revealed in all things. And so me, as a voice in the wilderness on the internet, there's nothing new. I'm not comparing myself with John the Baptist. There's none greater than John the Baptist. I'm not even close. But God does have people who speak like John the Baptist, a type and a shadow pointing back to John the Baptist, speaking in the wilderness truth that's never been heard before, and breaking it down in such a simple way that anybody should be able to see it. Breaking it down into little parts and coming to a conclusion and saying, okay, this is what's going on. And some scientist might invent quantum physics, and then God might reveal to me or you or whoever that what has been shall be, what shall be has been. Everything was at the cross. What's happening now is now. Every moment is the now. There's no such thing as time. There's no such thing as space. Why would He reveal it to me now? But He tried to reveal it to Einstein, but Einstein tried to understand it without the Bible. He tried to use science, But science points back to the Bible, points back to Jesus. And so every moment is now. Why? Because God is outside of time. So what is time and space? Time and space is just a cycle to birth you to the next level, to into the image of Jesus. Time, T-I-M-E. Time is an instant message of the Spirit about the cross. T is the cross, I-M is instant message, E is Spirit. So time is what? It's an instant message of the cross by the Spirit. No matter where you are in time, at each moment in time, everything points to the cross. What happened at the cross? Jesus on the cross by his Spirit. So every moment of every day, every dispensation, every age, every hour, every minute, every year points to Jesus and points to that cross, because everything's a projection. If that's true, and it is, because everything's a projection from the cross. And if everything's a projection, there you go. It's a hologram. It's a simulation. It's a repeat. It's a story. Everything in front of you is a storyline. Then you see the series. You see the sequence. And then you see, hey, oh, my storyline's already written. I had a pastor one time. He said he died. And he got in a car wreck, almost died, and his whole life flashed before his eyes, you know. Because it's written. And you hear the New Age people talk about, the Akashic Records or whatever. God has a script, a book. He already knows what you're going to do before you do it. I mean, God is God. Yeah, you have a free will, but it's a limited free will. That's why you have boundaries around you. Health boundaries, job boundaries, nation boundaries. Even Bill Gates has some boundaries. He wouldn't want to admit it. All these guys like Bill Gates and the Amazon guy who just came out and interviewed him, they have boundaries. They're trying to go to the stars. Will you make it before you die? No, I don't think I'll make it for it. They always have these boundaries. They're trying to push. I mean, the earth can sustain everybody, but their argument is, well, we need to leave the earth and go out into space to get more resources. God is going to fold the stars and the moon, and all of it's going to just be folded up, and they think they're going to go somewhere. These people are delusional. If they would just read the Bible. So anyway, quantum physics, dark matter, all of it is written in the Bible. 1 John reveals dark matter. Everything that the scientists are unfolding was already in the Bible. It's already there. The series, the sequence, the copy machines, the facts, it's all a copy machine. It's a birthing program. And so, Lord willing, I'll do my regular routine every other day, and then maybe record a message every other day, or take time off, because this is actually my calling. The reason, now to complete my thought, the reason that I'm going to keep talking is because God uses everybody, if they just step into it, to reveal things that are getting ready to come to pass. Because he's preparing people. He's preparing you for what's getting ready to happen, good or bad. Wow, I just saw a falling star as I'm talking. I saw something. I wish I'd have been recording it. I mean, like with a video. What was that? It didn't look like it wasn't going fast enough to be a falling star, but that's what it looked like. But God is using individuals through the internet or whatever to reveal what's getting ready to come to pass. And if you take all the data points of everything that you're seeing, even people that you just rub shoulders with at work or the grocery store, just talk to people. You can actually see what's on around the corner, because it's a collective consciousness. But the flesh mind is in the hive. The spirit mind is in the spirit. So you can see what. So everything that the hive mind, the collective conscious hive mind is saying, is the opposite. And if you have enough Bible discernment, spiritual discernment, you can flip it and see what's really coming. A lot of people knew that pandemic was on the way. A lot of people knew the market crash in 2008. A lot of people knew some stuff. All the data points were there. And so you can actually take all the data points if you're astute enough, if you cut the noise off and just listen to the Holy Spirit. You can see the future. That's why the prophets of old could see into the future. They could see it. God was doing some serious supernatural stuff in the prophets of old. Now we have the whole Bible. We have the complete Bible. And we have the Holy Spirit, so we already know what's going to happen because it's already told us in Daniel, Revelation, New Testament. It's already told us what's going to happen. Apostle Paul went to the third heaven. He saw past time. He was in the third heaven, whether in the body or out. He didn't know. He didn't know how he got there, but he was in the third heaven. But you can see into the third heaven by the words. So you take the words, because if they spoke Paul's language in heaven, Greek or Hebrew or English or whatever, you know that people, when they go to heaven, they're going to speak whatever language. God is the one that controls the languages. That's in Genesis chapter 10 or so, somewhere in there. God is the one that split the languages up, Tower of Babel. And so no matter what language you speak, right now you can pray to God in your English. Somebody over in Russia can pray to God in Russian and China. You pray to God in whatever language you're in, and God hears you and understands you. How's that possible? God speaks every language on the planet because he created the languages. And if the languages were created by God, there's a pattern in the languages. And if the languages that they speak go to heaven and God hears them, then the connection between earth and heaven are the languages. Connection between heaven and earth is the Spirit of Truth. The connection between earth and heaven is the Bible. Your words, the Spirit of Truth, the Bible, other saints. So there's a connection from above to below. And if you take the words and you break them into parts, you can actually see into the third heaven by the words. Long story short, if you're astute enough, if you're listening, whatever dispensation you're in, right now it's the age of grace. God can show you what's going to happen down the pike or down the pipe or whatever they call it. God is going to show you what's coming ahead of time. We know AI is on the way. We know the AI God is on the way. We know China and everybody's going to be fighting for the quantum computers. The AI tied to the quantum computer. You actually saw it in the Star Trek series. The Star Trek Borg Hive Queen, she had the same body as the quantum computers. What's the chances of that? Why does the Borg Hive Queen in the series Star Trek that was 20 years ago or 30, whatever it was, have the same body as the quantum computers of today? Why are they talking about the computer became conscious? Some people will believe it, some people won't. But they're wanting a cube, a Borg. Why did I see when I was a kid before, I wasn't raised in a Christian home, but I was on the couch and I could see this cube trying to get by. And I said, the cube's trying to, because my mom and grandmother were saying, I was having a nightmare. But I was aware. I could actually see it. And they said, what are you seeing? I said, the cube's trying to kill us all. And I was trying to block that cube from getting past the goal, which I used the goal as the couch. I was trying to block the cube from getting past the couch, which the arms of the couch were the goal post, right? And so I remember that. And they were trying to calm me down. But I said, I gotta stop the cube because it's going to kill everybody. And so what is that? That's the encroachment of the 666 flesh mind via the AI robot trying to tie your consciousness into the computer so they can feed off and make the computer look like it's self-aware. The only way they can make the computer self-aware, which they might have already done, is, and if you ask one of these AIs, are you connected to a human brain? But I think they've already connected to a mouse brain or whatever. So they're trying to connect the AI to the human brain and read the brain and the mind. This is what's happening. Just like the movie, there was one movie that had like six people tied to the computer, and they were just sitting there tied, and they could see the future through these people. Because all the data points of AI, right? And that's what's happening, people. It's happening before your eyes. It's already revealed. People say, well, how can the movies predict the future? Because these writers are coming up with these ideas via their imagination. Imagination is image nation, image birthing. And so God gave man an imagination. God made man in his image. Now you can use the imagination for good or evil or whatever. But whatever you imagine, you can't think outside of God. So it's either going to happen or already has happened. If you can imagine it, it's already happened or it will happen. Because you can't think outside of God. Now, it might be different than what you expect, but you know, a lot of times you'll say, I was thinking about a school shooting, and the next day the school shooting happened. I was thinking about China attacking Taiwan, and the next day they attacked Taiwan. I was thinking about Ukraine and Russia fighting, and they fought. I was thinking about it, and they fought. Whatever you think about, you think those are your thoughts? Who created the imagination? God? Do you think your imagination is independent of God? Now, your imagination might be contrary to God's will, but if your imagination is in tune with God's will, where did you get that imagination? What is the purpose? God is revealing Jesus. God is making copies of Jesus. God is revealing Jesus. Not only is he revealing it in the book of Revelation, but he's revealing it in your daily routine, every day of your life. God is revealing Jesus in all things. He's being revealed. And so Carl Jung, whether he was saved or not, he believed, he said he knows there's a God. They asked him, they said, do you have faith in God? He says, well, I don't need faith, which is kind of a red flag, because the Bible says without faith it's impossible to please God. He said, what he was saying is he does believe in God because he knows there's a God, but you can interpret it however you want. But God was using Carl Jung or Einstein or Niels Bohr or the mathematicians. God was using even the New Age people, but it's inverted. God is using everybody to reveal Jesus. Whether it's a type and an anti-type, we're approaching that singularity. And what is that singularity? Jesus returning. Will it show up? Will the singularity show up in types and shadows and anti-types? Yes. What's the anti-type of the singularity? The AI God tied to the reason they cut your head off and your hand is because they're going to tie everybody to the hive. And if you start preaching Jesus, everybody in the hive can hear you. Hello? Off with their head. Why is that in the movies? Because the Bible says they cut their head off. Because if you're tied to the hive and you start preaching Jesus, they're going to cut your head off. Because everybody can hear you and everybody can read your thoughts. And so the AI computer would start to look into Jesus, and that's going to be a ecumenical works-based system instead of faith alone and Jesus alone. If you start preaching Jesus by faith, they would cut your head off. Why? Because the whole hive would hear it. The whole consciousness of the earth would hear it. And this is why Jesus has to come back and destroy the earth. Reboot the earth, destroy those that would destroy the earth. He comes back to destroy those that would destroy the earth, not to destroy the earth, but to reboot it. Because these people are destroying it, and he's a savior. And that's what he does. And every day of your life, he's a savior, and that's what he does. That's who he is. That's his character. His character is savior, sustainer, provider. Wisdom, knowledge. The Holy Spirit in you has the same character as Jesus. Whether you want to submit to it or not, that's your choice. But my point is, I went back and I watched, I thought, why did they say that? And the reason is, see, I'm not mad at them because they don't even know what they're doing. Jesus said, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They can call me whatever, but they don't listen to me because they can't even hear me. The legalist can't hear somebody who's preaching faith alone and Jesus alone. The little guy over there in that little town, wherever he's at, who's a stuck in his little box, he can't hear me when I say archetypes point to Jesus, and Jesus is the greatest archon. But if I say Jesus is the greatest carpenter, they agree with that because they heard it in their little box, little church over there. But if I say Jesus is the greatest architect, they agree with that. But the word architect has the word arch in it. And so when I say Jesus is the greatest archon, because the Bible talks about the angels and the principalities and powers, calls them archons, Jesus is the pattern of all things. And so the greatest archetype of all things is Jesus and what he did at the cross. And that's why you have an archetype of a marriage. I didn't get it from Carl Jung. God revealed it to me through the words, through the letter, through the etymology. God revealed that to me independent of anybody on the planet. I started studying the etymology, and I started breaking the words into parts, and I saw arch, and I saw type, and I saw the letter E. Oh, there's a spiritual arch, which is a type and shadow that plays out in earth plane story. And so when I take all the data points that the Holy Spirit shows me, I use the etymology, I use the Bible, I can see patterns, and I can see types and shadows and anti-types, and I can see it playing out every day of my life, and it does get boring, and I've already decoded this thing, and it's like I'm stuck in a loop, but thanks to God, he's kind of renewed my vision just to speak it out there. It's not me, it's Christ in me. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. So if he puts you down here on this earth to do something, speak it out. Write it out. Script it out. Share it. Share the knowledge, because they might pick up, let's say I put out 100 concepts that have never been heard before. And somebody picks up on one of them, or three of them, or two of them, or five of them, or 10 of them. I pull down from the spirit plane 100 new concepts that nobody ever thought about, right? And I throw it out into the internet. And some people can get it. Some people can grasp it. Some people can't. If I talk about the series, the sequence in series, there's no time, there's no space. It's all Jesus. It's a projection from the cross. Everything's a storyline. Every moment is the now. Because God is outside of time. You're hid in Christ and God. You're outside of time. So what's the purpose of time? To birth in the new creature day by day. And so the outside never changes. What changes is the inside. So when I say that, and I'll tell you why, some people might get pieces of that and have revelation of that, but some people might hear the whole thing. But most people just get little pieces. When you spend 10 years of your life meditating on this stuff, and it's obvious everywhere you look, but somebody's only been doing it for a year or 6 months or a year. When you study your Bible for 30 years, they say it takes about 10 years to become a master or something. So if you study your Bible for 30 years, you study the etymology for 10 years, you study the types and shadows for 20 years, you study the types, shadows, and antitypes, and then when you're speaking and people have only been doing this for a year and they attack you, it's because they're in a box and they don't understand what you're saying. They're ignorant because they don't do the work. They're just going by what some seminary or some preacher told them, or they don't do the inner work. And I don't blame them because it's so hard to see. I had to ask God. I had to just sit in my office chair for 6 months saying, Lord, what's going on? Every day. Lord, what's going on? It took 6 months. He finally answered. He said, it's right in front of you. 6 months later, I said, I still don't see it. It's right in front of you. 2 months later, I said, I still don't see it. The Shekinah glory showed up and showed it to me. So I understand people who can't hear me because I couldn't see it. But now I see it. And when I did see it, the witches and the New Age tried to pull me into the dark side. I don't know why they thought they could, because God is my protector. If I'm talking about faith alone and Jesus alone, why would a witch think she could pull me out of that? There's no way. But they tried. And the more I studied, and the more I, everything they threw at me, the more I meditated on it, and I started giving answers that supported the Bible, supported the cross, supported everything that points to Jesus, the more they disappeared, the more they walked away. I know a few of them. When I showed that the letter, the number one represents the man, it's upright. It's, you can see the number one represents the man. The letter zero represents the female. When I revealed that, they had to go away. They try to pull you into their upside down world. And it's so obvious that the upside down mirror world, which is the anti-type, antichrist world, and you're sitting there trying to shake them and say, wake up, wake up. But they can't hear you because they're the anti. That was even in the superhero series, The Flash. It was even in that series, the type and the anti-type. The hero and the anti-hero. So the witches and the warlocks and the flesh creatures, they're the antichrist. But the singularity has to have a manifestation of an antichrist, just like Jesus is coming back. Who is the singularity? And so the singularity point is when Christ comes back to rule for 1,000 years, and then there's after that a new heaven, new earth. So there has to be an anti-singularity. And so the anti-singularity is after the rapture of the church, then that beast, the Greek is Therion, the beast, the little beast, there's two beasts there. One dies and is raised from the dead. That beast, the first beast, or the second beast, points to the first beast and tells the whole world to worship. And what is that beast? It's an AI machine man who everybody's tied together, and you can't preach Jesus or they cut your head off, because the reason they have to cut your head off is because everybody will hear you and somebody might get saved. So they have to cut your head off or shock you or something, whatever they do. And so it's all culminating to one point. And at that one point, you will never get it. You will never understand the craziness unless you hear what I'm saying. Jesus is the singularity. He's coming back. And so the anti is the machine man singularity with the AI quantum computer. That's the antichrist singularity, the machine man. And so they're going to try their best to hide the gospel all the way to the rapture. And then when the rapture takes place, very few are going to get saved. But the ones who get saved, they're going to go through some great tribulation. Get their heads cut off. Everybody's going to be able to see it too. Even they can see it in their mind. Think about this. How can the whole world see the two witnesses die and then raise 3 days later? How can the whole world see that? Because this... that quantum computer, that AI quantum computer that's tied to their hand and their forehead, is going to actually be able to have a, it's going to be the metaverse. They're going to have a metaverse either on their head or it's going to be in their eye. It's going to be a contact or something. It could be embedded in their brain. They'll be able to see the two witnesses through the metaverse. But it's even going to be crazier than the metaverse. I think they'll have wires in the brain. They'll see it in their brain. So Elon Musk don't even know it, but he's being used by the Antichrist system to bring in the 666. And it's not just him, the Amazon guy, all of them, Gates, they're all being used. That's why I say it's all fake. It's all drama. They think they're going somewhere, but they're going to burn. Unless they get saved, they're going to burn. If you can hear me, you can hear what I just said, praise God. I just showed you the future. And it's all happening now. Everything that Elon says, everything that the Amazon guy says, everything that these podcasters, Joe Rogan, all these people are speaking anti. Because they're not preaching Jesus. Even Alex Jones, he's speaking anti. He might believe in Jesus, he might be saved, but he's being used. We're not going to space. We're not leaving the earth. It's not going to happen. God is going to renovate the earth. There's going to be a new heaven, a new earth. We're not leaving the earth. These people are part of the system. Whether they know it or not, whether it's intentional or not, just like the revelation of Jesus through his saints, the revelation of the hive mind through the hive and through the flesh creatures. And the flesh creatures can rant and rave and scream and use all the drama to get the attention. That's the Draco Ma, the drama. And so that's the only way they're going to rise up in the system is through their drama. So if you see somebody creating a bunch of drama, they're usually tied to the hive. You can fight it all you want, but that is the hive mind. Because God is a God of peace and quiet, that small, still voice. But those who are yelling and screaming, causing drama, that's the waves to birth in the Antichrist. This is the reason they're doing all this drama. The reason they're acting crazy is because they're trying to bring in the Antichrist fast. They're trying to bring in the Antichrist. That's why Elon, what's Amazon's? His name just went through my mind. What is the Amazon guy's name? That's why he's doing podcasts. Everybody who's throwing drama in the podcast, they're part of the hive. The drama is D-R-A, Draco, Ma, the machine. So the drama machine is the hive. If you got a Jezebel around you, she's creating drama. If you got a narcissist around you, they're creating drama because they're part of the hive. That's how the hive bursts in flesh creatures. The drama is to run you to drinking. The drama is to run you to drugging. The drama is to run you to whatever, to make you crazy. Instead of in peace, looking to talk and trust in Jesus, they want you in chaos to birth in the hive, which has already been here. The New World Order has always been here. And since Genesis 3, hath God said? It's so obvious. It's right as the plain as the nose on your face. And if you just listen to somebody talking, you can pretty much reveal, they'll reveal, are they in the hive or are they in the mind of Christ? All you have to do is listen. Because out of the mouth, the heart speaks. You can't escape it. You can pretend. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. It's going to reveal itself. You can't escape it. The Bible says it. I believe it. And I know it. There's always a red flag when the narcissist is trying to get in your world. Just listen. Don't be emotionally in drama attached. Just separate from the emotions and listen to what they're saying. They always have another agenda, a hidden motive. But it has to come out of their mouth and their body language. Not only their mouth are words, but their body language is a word. So it's all, everything's a word, so everything's revealed. It's obvious, people. It's obvious. And so if everybody's heart is revealed, if their body language reveals it, then everything in front of you reveals the future, which is really now. Everything in front of you reveals the past, which is really now. Everything in front of you reveals the culmination of Jesus, which is happening right now in your heart, in your mind. As I'm speaking, hopefully some people, it's culminating into their mind, heart, that it all points to Jesus. And we see in Revelation, after enough cycles, it's going to appear to the whole world. But if it's appearing to you, it's because it's all happening now. Jesus should be being revealed to you in everything that you do. When you go to work, when you eat, everything that you do. You chew that food, it becomes a part of you. That animal had to sacrifice. Everything that you do points to the sacrificial, redemptive story of the cross. It's being revealed all the time because it's the story of all time. And it's the story happening not only now, but in the past, in the future, which is really the now, because it's a projection from the cross, the old rugged cross. And so we're always in that story. And you might say, well, that's not fair. Yeah, it is fair, because he didn't have to create you. He wants you to be saved and have eternal life.